Today we're making a tight jungle rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that smoky warehouse vibe. Not some shiny pop effect. Think dark room, heavy bass, lights low, and that classic moment where the track feels like it's being dragged backward right before the drop slams in. A rewind in jungle and drum and bass is basically a tension trick. You build pressure, then suddenly the energy gets sucked backward, chopped up, and reset. When it works, it feels physical. It feels like the crowd just got yanked into the next section. And in this lesson, we're going to do that with a vocal phrase using only stock Ableton tools. Now, before we touch any effects, start with the groove, not the trick. That's the big beginner mistake. If the rewind doesn't lock into the drum accents, it's going to feel pasted on. So choose a vocal that has attitude and rhythm. Short is best. 1 to 3 words is perfect. Stuff like run it back, hold tight, reload, come again, or back it up all work really well. You want clear consonants too, because tiny sounds like T, K, S, and breath noise help the rewind feel more physical. If you're recording your own voice, keep it dry and close to the mic. Don't add effects while you're recording. Just get a clean, gritty take with a bit of character. The cleaner the source, the easier the editing will be later. Once you've got the vocal, drag it onto an audio track in Ableton. Double-click the clip to open it in the clip view, and trim off any silence at the start and end. If needed, turn warp on so it follows the project tempo. For vocals with more body, Complex or Complex Pro can work nicely. For sharper chopped phrases, Beats can be a good choice, but don't over-perfect it. For jungle, a little roughness is a good thing. You want it tight, but not sterile. Now make 2 copies of the vocal. One will be your normal phrase, and the other will become your rewind layer. This gives you control over the forward vocal and the reverse suction effect separately, which makes the whole thing way easier to shape. On the duplicate, enable reverse in the clip. Right away, you'll hear that classic pullback sound. But reverse vocals can get floaty fast, so the next job is tightening the timing. Trim the clip shorter if needed, and nudge it so the loudest part of the reverse swell lands right before the drop. You want it to feel like it's being pulled into the next hit, almost like a magnet. To make the rewind more interesting, add some stutter energy. You've got 2 easy options here. The first is manual slicing. Split the vocal into tiny pieces, using Command or Control plus E, then repeat a little syllable or consonant a few times near the end. Even repeat a tiny ha, re, or back fragment can make the moment feel more dangerous. The second option is to load the vocal into simpler and use slice mode. That's great if you want to play the rewind like an instrument from MIDI. It's especially useful if you want more control over the rhythm later on. For beginners, manual chopping is often the quickest way to get a result, but simpler is a powerful next step. Now let's start shaping the sound with effects. Put auto filter on the reverse layer. Set it to a low-pass filter and automate the cutoff so it starts brighter and then closes down as the rewind approaches the drop. Arrange somewhere around 8 to 12kHz down to around 300 to 800hz is a good starting point. You can add a bit of resonance for bite and a touch of drive if the vocal needs more edge. This is what gives the rewind that tunnel-like, sucked-in feeling. After the filter, add echo or delay. We don't want a super clean pop delay here. We want something a bit smeared and dirty, like it's echoing around inside a concrete room. Try sync times like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the feedback modest, and roll off some of the high end. A little modulation can add movement, but keep it subtle. The goal is atmosphere, not a sci-fi effect. Then add reverb, either after the echo or on a return track. Keep it dark and controlled. Short to medium decay is usually enough, with a bit of pre-delay so the vocal stays clear at the front. Roll off the low end so it doesn't get muddy and tame the top so it doesn't become shiny. We're going for warehouse space, not a giant glossy hall. If the vocal starts cluttering the mix, use EQ 8 after the effects. Cut some low mids around 250 to 500hz if it's muddy, and high pass it around 120hz or so if needed. A small presence boost around 1.5 to 3kHz can help if it's disappearing. And if the whole thing needs a little density, add saturator with just a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. That can really help the rewind feel more solid in the mix. A really important part of this effect is automation. The rewind moment should tell a story over the last 1 or 2 bars. Start with the normal vocal phrase, then bring in the reverse layer just before the drop. Open the echo send briefly, push the reverb up, then cut it off sharply right before the drop hits. You can also automate the volume down a little as the rewind happens, just to make the suction feeling stronger. If you want extra grit, Try a subtle pitch movement. You can automate clip transpose down by 1 to 3 semitones over the final half bar, or use frequency shifter very lightly for a collapsing feel. Keep it subtle. In dark, jungle, and rolling DNB, subtle usually hits harder than obvious. Now here's the big arrangement idea. A rewind should sit inside the rhythm. It should connect to the drums, not float above them. Try landing the last chop near a snare pickup or a break accent. Let the reverse swell line up with a strong rhythmic point. Then cut the vocal cleanly right before the drop, so the drums and bass hit with maximum force. A simple chain that works well is utility, auto filter, echo, reverb, EQ8, and saturator. Utility helps with level and width control. Auto filter gives you that tension sweep. Echo and reverb create the smoky space. EQ8 keeps the mix clean. Saturator adds weight. If you want to get a bit dirtier, a tiny bit of redux before the reverb can add grime, but use that sparingly. A little goes a long way. One thing to remember is that the main vocal should stay fairly centered. Don't over-widen the core sound. Keep the width for the effects returns. That way the club system still gets a strong, focused hit in the middle, and the atmosphere spreads around it. Once the rewind feels good, print it. Resample it to audio. That's a classic drum and bass workflow, and it makes it much easier to chop and tighten further without losing the best part. Sometimes the second pass, after resampling, sounds even more finished and more jungle-like. Let's talk about common mistakes for a second. The first is making the rewind too long. If it drags on for too many bars, the energy dies. Shorter usually hits harder. Another mistake is using way too much reverb, which can wash out the drop. Keep it filtered and controlled. Also, don't reverse a messy vocal with lots of noise at the start or end unless you actually want that texture. Trim carefully first, and most importantly, make sure the effect is locked to the drums. If it's not rhythmic, it won't feel like a proper rewind. Here's a beginner exercise you can try right now. Pick a short vocal phrase like "run it back." Put it on an auto track. Duplicate it. Reverse the copy. Add auto filter to the reverse layer. Add a short synced echo, then a dark reverb. Chop the last half bar into 3 or 4 quick repeats. Automate the filter cutoff downward. Then place a hard drop right after it. That's your first rewind moment. If you want to level it up, make 2 versions. One cleaner and more hyped, and one darker and dirtier. Compare which one feels more like a Friday night sound system moment, and which one feels more like a smoky warehouse after midnight. That comparison will teach you a lot about vibe control. So, big picture, the formula is simple. Choose a short vocal with attitude. Trim it tightly. Reverse a layer. Chop it rhythmically. Filter it down. Add controlled delay and reverb. Then cut it sharply into the drop. Keep it short, dark, and locked to the groove, and it'll sit right inside jungle, rolling DNB, and warehouse style sets. That's the move. Less polish, more pressure.